2. Philosophy. Listen to a discussion in a philosophy class.
This week we read excerpts from Hobbes' Leviathan. Earlier in the week, I gave you some topics to think about for this discussion section. Why don't we just work off the questions on that sheet? Can somebody read the first one out loud for the class, please?
Okay, here goes. Hobbes explores themes of human nature in his works. What are his ideas about human nature and how do they relate to his famous social contract theory?
Thank you, Carl. So, what's your response to that?
Well, I guess the main point of his social contract theory is that it's everybody's duty, I guess, to act in ways that will maintain order and peace. Sometimes this means giving up some rights to the institution that helps maintain order, namely the government. And that's why Hobbes was in support of a strong government.
Right. Great summary. Okay, so the way you all see it, how does the social contract theory relate to Hobbes' views on human nature? That is, how did Hobbes construct his social contract theory according to his ideas about human nature?
He believed that the need for a social contract arose from the fact that human nature is disruptive and selfish. I interpret that to mean that since he thought that humans are more inclined to be motivated by self-interest, there needs to be a system, the social contract, to ensure that we can promote peace and not war, which is not in anyone's best interest. So, like the book said, his idea is kind of like a tarnished golden rule, sort of like, don't do unto others what you wouldn't want them to do to you, and that's how we can maintain peace in the world.
Yes, that's a nice, simple way of putting it. You all clearly have a pretty good grasp on the general concepts of Hobbesian philosophy. So, having reviewed that material, what's your general reaction to Hobbes' idea on human nature?
I guess I'm still confused about that. I mean, doesn't participating in the government count as a selfless thing to do? I don't know how he can say that people are intrinsically selfish and then promote a strong government.
That's true, but the idea of having a strong government is also more prescriptive. Do you understand what I mean? So, basically, he thinks that one way to counter the selfishness of humans is to have a strong government, and that way there's a central institution that looks out for everyone, not just for the individual.
Okay, so he's not necessarily saying that any and all acts that bring about a beneficial outcome originate with selfishness? I mean, doesn't morality sort of factor into the equation at some point as well?
Exactly. You know, later in the semester, we'll be revisiting the question about altruism and morality. Anyway, great discussion today. You guys really seem to have a good grasp of this stuff.
7. Listen again to part of the discussion. Then answer the question.
This week we read excerpts from Hobbes' Leviathan. Earlier in the week, I gave you some topics to think about for this discussion section. Why don't we just work off the questions on that sheet? Can somebody read the first one out loud for the class, please?
Okay, here goes. Hobbes explores themes of human nature in his works. What are his ideas about human nature and how do they relate to his famous social contract theory?
Why does the student say this?
Okay, here goes.
Why does the student say this?
So, like the book said, his idea is kind of like a tarnished golden rule. Sort of like, don't do unto others what you wouldn't want them to do to you. And that's how we can maintain peace in the world.
Nine. Listen again to part of the discussion. Then answer the question.
So, like the book said, his idea is kind of like a tarnished golden rule. Sort of like, don't do unto others what you wouldn't want them to do to you. And that's how we can maintain peace in the world.
Yes, that's a nice, simple way of putting it. You all clearly have a pretty good grasp on the general concepts of Hobbesian philosophy. So, having reviewed that material, what's your general reaction to Hobbes' idea on human nature?
Why does the professor say this?
Yes, that's a nice, simple way of putting it.
Ten. Listen again to part of the discussion. Then answer the question.
I guess I'm still confused about that. I mean, doesn't participating in the government count as a selfless thing to do? I don't know how he can say that people are intrinsically selfish and then promote a strong government.
That's true. But the idea of having a strong government is also more prescriptive. Do you understand what I mean? So, basically, he thinks that one way to counter the selfishness of humans is to have a strong government. And that way, there's a central institution that looks out for everyone, not just for the individual.
Why does the professor say this?
That's true, but the idea of having a strong government is also more prescriptive.
Eleven. At the end of the discussion, what is the student's opinion of Hobbes's idea? Twelve. What is the professor's attitude toward the idea of altruism?